Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 30th episode in this podcast reading series. The Son of Man has clearly proven to the court that Elijah is not biased or prejudicial in the least. It was not Elijah who ordained Jesus to be the Messiah. It was not Elijah who chose Jesus to be the Christ. It was not Elijah who has judged all of mankind. Because Elijah has no vested interest in this case, he can only tell what he knows about the situation being proposed by pagans and heretic Catholics on earth. Jesus Christ was not the Son of God, and there is no bias in his statement of fact. This episode is the presentation of entries 715 through 717 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlotiapubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Gloriousness is in the name of the Lord always. For the many creatures on earth give praise to God. All the righteous rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. The Son of Man looks for the countenance of the Lord. The court records this point of fact regarding Elijah's testimony, and that his statements made here today before Almighty God are proof that he was not a judge nor prejudicial.
My eternal gratitude, dear Father, the only God of the universe, I will now be glad to allow the angel of peace, the defense, a second opportunity, and hopefully his final one, to cross-examine this witness for the sake of his clients. May the Lord be with mine enemies to guide them, that they may know the errors of their criminal ways. I pray that they will finally be willing to repent of sin and be more ready for judgment in their end of times. The prayers of the righteous do not condemn sinners. The prayers of the righteous ask for the salvation of all. May the Lord's Holy Spirit guide them to know truth, and that the witnesses in this trial are not prejudicial.
The overwhelming emotions evoked by this prayer from a man whose love has become eternal for all time moves everyone in the gallery and throughout the gantry to applaud and rejoice in this day of the Lord. I give praise to Almighty God, who is only one. All of heaven and the angels of the Lord rejoice in him. Jesus Christ was not the Son of God in human flesh, nor was he born of a virgin impregnated by God. The angel of peace now must re-cross-examine as agreed. The witness on the stand is the impartial and unbiased Elijah. There is no prejudicial bone in his eternally spiritual body, and he has always been truthful and faithful unto God. This is the most critical moment in the trial. Will the defense choose to be destructive, or will the angel of peace be constructive? He must ask this witness something useful. What can he ask that will help his client's case?
Elijah, please address the court in your response. Please tell the court and all who are present if you know for a fact as a prophet of Almighty God? Was Jesus Christ the Son of a Man, an ordinary human being made of flesh and blood? Or was he the Son of God, born to a virgin, an angel born of flesh by the Spirit of God?
The audacity of this question draws gasps from the crowd. The sounds of surprise and disgust is audible in whispers. The Lord strikes his gavel once for order in the court, and quickly the courtroom becomes silent once again. Love is eternal, and it is in the Lord's hands, and he gives it to all who will receive it. He pours out his Holy Spirit onto the earth, and the truly faithful will be filled with it. The angel of peace has asked his question. There might seem to be a simple answer to most, but it is a loaded question for him to answer. Will Elijah determine his answer correctly?
Objection, Your Honor. The question calls for speculation on the part of this expert witness of Almighty God. I request that counsel rephrase this loaded question to ask for an unbiased and impartial answer. Sustained. Counsel will rephrase the question.
A quick thinking move by the prosecution has enabled the witness some temporary relief. The answer to the question was both yes and no. All of God's creations receive His Holy Spirit, and every human child born on earth comes from God. Jesus Christ was a human child born on earth, and he was always one of God's many sons. It was a close call to object and halt the question, and the argument being proposed is based on finer details that cannot be simply generalized in a yes or no answer. Angels are not human beings born on earth, not ever. Well, this concludes episode 30 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was Recross Examination. The Angel of Peace has learned much from his clients. Being the eternal trickster and a complete liar, Satan's skill at attempting to encourage the loaded question by even tricking the Angel of Peace to ask it is no match for the greater skills of Jesus Christ. Do not tempt the Lord thy God, because God will not ever lead us into temptation. Knowing when to state an objection is the key to being a good prosecutor. Allowing the defense to reveal the guilt of his clients is the oldest prosecutorial strategy in the book. And it is this unholy book of man
that has revealed the crime of ancient pagans and all of those who will suffer for eternity for having worshipped Satan, who was the Son of God. Blessed is the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.